Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I recently bought a vibrator in order to try some new things. The first time I used it, it hurt. Then the next time I had sex with my partner, that hurt too. Have I hurt myself with a vibrator?
There are numerous causes of pain during intercourse, and this is definitely something that you should ask your healthcare provider about if the pain or discomfort continue or if it bothers you. Vibrators are commonly used by women and men, and they are rarely ever associated with negative side effects such as discomfort, pain, or injury. That said, vaginal sex, anal sex, and masturbation, with or without a vibrator, can all result in negative side effects such as genital itching, burning, irritation, or tearing. Mostly, a person's risk of such side effects depends not only on how they're having sex, but also what their personal health status is like. For example, some women find that they're particularly prone to tearing if they have certain genital skin disorders, or if their genital skin is thin, as occurs during times of low estrogen, such as menopause. If you have accidentally caused tears in your vagina, they will likely heal on their own within a matter of days, provided you don't keep irritating them through partnered sex or masturbation. Once vaginal tears are healed, however, women can usually return to their usual preferred sexual behaviors. The risk of getting small vaginal tears, often called micro tears, can be reduced by spending more time enhancing your arousal before starting penetration, or by using a store-bought lubricant for masturbation or partner sex. That said, it could also just be a coincidence that you experienced pain around the time that you used a vibrator and then had sex. There are many different reasons why a woman might experience discomfort or pain, including medical conditions, and I'd encourage you to check in with your healthcare provider. Annual pelvic exams are recommended for all women who are sexually active or who are at least 18 years old, whichever comes first. To learn more about women's sexual health issues, check out Our Bodies, Ourselves, a new edition for a new era.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website. We can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.